All right, Kedvach. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Dalet. Last week we went through Sif Yud Dalet a bit quick. There was a lot there. Just want to recap. There was stuff that we didn't finish yet. Basically, Sif Yud Dalet has two parts to it. One, the first half is a chiddush about almana, that is a new law in the Torah that you're not allowed to take a beged almana, l'sakba beged almana. Of course, shalei b'shasava means if she's not masking the way we pass, and you can't be chayvul her, a beged almana bal karcha. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is, b'negeh to the rest that we had previously in the siman, b'negeh to the lava l'sove al basi, now they go into his house to take a mashkin, that's only limited to halva, you now let take it from a loiva. But if the person's not a loiva, let's say he's only an arev, or better yet, he owes you because of rent, or schiris payalim, or schiris batim, or schiris kalim, any other form of a choiv other than halva, there's no lava leisavei al beisai. And that is, the Mechabe says, unless you are zakav alav haschar b'halva, once you're zakav alav b'milva, then you turned it into a milva, or you turned it to milva, now you're going to have a problem, now you're now let go, because now it's like a regular choiv. For a choiv, you now let it be, you now let it leisavei al beisai. But kozman, it's not a halva, then it's not a problem. Then you're allowed to be, you're allowed to go into leisavei al beisai. It's not a problem. You're allowed to go into his house. Ma'isa Shahaya Kachoya, we're going to have to develop it to see a Piskei Tshuva, but Ma'isa Shahaya Kachoya in Lakewood, somebody rented out an apartment to a couple, they had a couple of kids, and unfortunately, the couple got divorced in the middle while they were still renting there. The husband moved out, the lady was left there alone with her kids, and she continued living there for maybe another year or so. And she started to be behind in rent. Obviously, she was going through enough in her life, a turmoil in her life, and she ended up being behind in rent to the point that the landlord wanted to evict her. At that point, the landlord served her notice that he's terminating the lease, she's already late in payment, and he's evicting her. And then he wanted to seize her furniture, her stuff that's in the apartment, to be able to take that against a parayin of the choiv that she's owes him for the back rent. Let's say she owed him at that point, I don't remember, 6 months worth of rent, whatever it is, $6,000. So he wanted to be typhus, her furniture, $6,000 worth, and be able to collect the rent or whatever, salvage whatever he could from that, because she's going to move out of town. Kakava Shidaka did move out of town, and he would never see his rent again. That was the maisa. So Lechaya, just for what we know already, Lechaya, just as a din, if he would like to enter her house, it would be a problem. You know, Lesav El Beisa, normal. Oh, so Elamai, the teret is that it's not Ovo, it's Schiris Batim, and by Schiris Batim, there's no problem. You're allowed to go into a house for Schiris Batim. Good. So that would be a simple leitza. Problem is the halach is mechaber fizah. Instead of rizokah for love bimilva, you're now allowed to go into the person's house because it turns into a halva. What's considered zokah for love bimilva? When simin samach zayin, which is by Prusbol, and the achrayim here tushtel or kashuk and the tumim tushtel to look over there, the chavetz chayim, chavetz chesed to look over there. Over there are two shitas. The first shita is zokah for love bimilva is if, I don't want to blow this, which one is first, which one second. One is if you are kaveh azman, I think that was the first one, if you're kaveh azman for a peroyin, it's considered zakav olav bimova. If I tell you, numal, you go into my store and you buy stuff, so I put it on credit. When do you have to pay? You have to pay when you get around to paying. But today, tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month, there's no specific day. But what happens, all of a sudden I say, you know what? Pay me in a month. Pay me in 30 days. If I'm zakav alav bimilva, if I'm kavei azman of peroin, that means I'm extending sort of credit. I'm extending it for the 30 days. So now I turned into a chayv. It started out as a purchase, but now I moved it over into a chayv. Now I moved over into a chayv. Now we have a problem. It turns into a halva. That's one shita. The other shita there is if, even if you didn't Kaveya's man, a paroin, but if you tallied up all the amounts, let's say you purchased on Sunday $100 worth of groceries. And then on Monday, another $100 worth of groceries. And Tuesday, another $100. And now I tell you, by the way, your bill is $300. So then I would just tally it up. I mean, I'm not asking you $100 for the groceries. Now I'm saying you owe me $300 collectively. I totaled it up. If I do that, that's also considered Zakah v'lav b'movah. So when he sends her a bill and saying, right now you're 6 months outstanding a rent, right now, and it equals $6,000, right now he was zakah v'lav b'milvah, so he turned it into a milvah, now he has a problem. Now, l'chayr, when do you have a problem? You have a lav, a loisav el beisai.
If you just sent her a letter that you owe 6 months rent without writing a number, that's what I'm saying, you came in.
L'chayr, that should be fine. That should be fine. In fact, if he tells a bill, you owe 6 months rent, and he puts January 1,000, February 1,000, March 1,000, l'chayr, that should be also good, because you didn't tally it up. But if you total it up, now, by schiris, you don't have kaveh's man, because he never extended her payment. He never told her, you could pay me after the month's faked, and the zman is the first day of the month. So you don't have that shita, but you have the other one that he tallied it up. So once he tallied it up, he right now turned it into a halva. So you turn it into a halva, you can't go into the person's house.
Why does that turn into a
halva? That's what the Paiskim say. You have to accept it. What's the lumdis? The lumdis is because right now I'm no longer viewing it as specifically, oh, for that purchase. I'm now sending you a bill. Well, a bill is a chayv. You owe me now total this amount. So I now sent you a chayv. I'm now moneying you for a total amount. So that is like a chayv. That is like I turned it into a halva. That's dashtet. So mameila, if he turned it into a halva, he would now have the lav al hasavel beisai. So the eitz is l'chayra, and it might not be such a simple eitz because by lua it might not work, but at least in halacha, if I write a lease with you and I tell you that these are the terms and you got to pay by the fifth of the month, at first of the month, but b'diavad, you got to pay by the fifth and then I put a knas. And then if you're late 15 days, you're in breach, and at any time I could terminate the lease, at any point in time when you're in breach and when you're in default. So the second she was in default, really default, 15 days later, 30 days, whatever it says in the lease, then he sent her notice, he's terminating the lease, so as of October 1st, it's not rented out to you anymore. So on October 2nd, he can go in, whether she listens to him or not, he could go in and seize the assets because it's no longer her house. It's his house. So her assets are in his rishus, shalai kedin, the park there. She's supposed to have gotten out already. And now he's entering his own house. He's repossessing his own house. He's taking over his own possession. And now there's no lav of leisav el basic. He's going into his own house. So it shouldn't be a problem. I only have a problem going into your house. But I'm not going to your house. I'm going to my house. Problem is that by lua, I don't know if you could take repossession. You have to do evictions with. You have to know if that overrides. But from a halachic perspective, if we say that it's no longer rented out to her, then enachami at that point, so far what we know till now, he'd be allowed to enter her house, which is now his house, and take the nechasim.
I thought you can't take a mashkin bar kochah even outside the house.
Well, if you hold like the sma, it has to be even. Oh, unless you're a shliach bezin. Good. So that, you're going into another thing. Very good. Excellent. It's good you brought it up. We said before that you have a lav, leisav el beisai, you have a lav even if you're outside the guy's house. It's only, even if it's bishuk, it's only the shliach bezin who has a problem to go into, right? Because that's leisav el beisai. But we hold. And the shliach bezdin, the shliach bezdin only has the issa of like the smal tzbechutz tamoid. Mashenkein, the baal dova has a problem with leisav el beisai. But if you remember, we said then that even the baal choiv's lav leisav el beisai, which we teached out to mean even outside the guy's house, because beisai's lav davka means rishusai. But it still has to be in the loiv's rishus. The loiv has to be holding on to it. So I can't be manateach netuchi. We cleared a shaila if it would be biyad achev, it would be a pekodin. Is that considered bishus of the loiva or not? But here, it's not bishus the loiva. It's my rishus. That item is now parked in my rishus. That apartment doesn't belong to her anymore. It belongs to me. So if it belongs to me, I would be able to go seize it. I don't have a problem. Unless I have a beisai. Even if beisai is lav davka, but you still need rishusai. Here, it's not rishusai. So you have a right to go in and take the nechasim. That would be adkan. The problem that we have, a new problem to contend with, and that we're going to see, is the lav of almona. But let's first develop it a little bit, and then we'll get back to it. Let's see a piskei tshuva. Remember, we said that there's a lav of leisakva beged almona. The pasuk says, "Yinala bichayvel a beged amana." So now we look zak to pitzki tshuva in Sivkotin Beis. I'm betesis Rav Akiva ega begilyan amishnayis shekosav mistimis kol apoiskim. All the paiskim is mashma. The chol mili ein mamashkin in amana. There's an lav deraisa to take everything, anything from an almana, ubeged dekra, and that which it says in the pasuk, like sakvot beged almana, a beged that is lav dafko. It's lav dafko. The lav is even if it's not a beged.
Where are you?
I'm in the Piskei Tshuva Sivkot and Beis. And it's really, he says, kol ha-paiskim, I mean, I guess it's included, is the Mechaba. Look in the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, Amana ben shi'aniya ben shi'ashir ein mamashkin anaysa. Period. Don't say you can't take a beged. You can't take anything. You're not allowed to take any mashkin from an Amana. Beged in the Kra is lav dafka. Isaiah's mavun in Mechaba. Then the Piskei Tshuva continues, which is really the Rekiv Ego. Ulam b'shulte gibarim kasa b'shem hariyaz shlo osra teiro ele beged levishosa umatzo iseho bed sheets uchadoima avu sharei kelim kagoin kaisa shokasa v'chuyoyte roi lamashkin himena she'en ze b'chlau beged. There's a shittas riyaz holds that beged is sort of dafka. It has to be beged or matzo eseh or bed sheets. I don't know, some clothing or some material that comes in direct contact with her body, I guess, and that is a problem. Stuff that she wears, but anything other than that, that would be fine. And mamela, like that shita, you don't have this lav. You could take her furniture, you could take whatever you want. You just now let her, maybe not her mattress, I don't know, but you could take her dishwasher, you could take everything else, and that wouldn't be a problem. What is the svara of the riyaz? So some say the svara of riyaz because it's shaita in the pasuk. Pasuk says beged, so beged it means beged. Nothing more than beged. And then Achronim ask, Rishash, I believe, is other Achronim ask, if you hold a beged is dafka, so maybe beged has to be dafka temer or pishtim. Like by tzitzis, we say beged is dafka. Kolmokim she says beged is temer pishtim dafka. We don't have a mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis on cotton clothing. It has to be dafka temer or pishtim. So maybe, like mecha teisa, like how do you know where to draw the line here? If you look in the Urayim in Kuf Lamed Vav or in Reish Ayin Vav, depending which print you have, the Urayim says a little different svara. And some want to say that maybe that's what the Riyaz meant. Davada beged at the cross lav dafka. But the Urayim learned out, just like the parsha of Chavala refers to those kelim that you're supposed to return, hashavas ha'avit, you're supposed to, if you take a keli, you have a chiv hashava, which we didn't learn yet, from Yetzirah we're going to see later, you have a chiv hashavas ha'avit and sifta zayin, so too will nilmad the parsha of l'sachvot beged almana from that parsha that we're only talking about those kelim that you have a chiv hashavas ha'avit to. So it's those kelim that she needs b'yoyim u'v'layla that you'll have a chiv hashavas ha'avit to, which is like begodim. Lavdavka begodim, it's just like begodim, but kaisis shokesef, things like that that she doesn't have ishtamshes for, she has plenty, you don't have a chiv hashavas ha'avit for, in that case, you won't have the lav of beged almana. Either way you go, the bottom line is, we don't paskin like that. We paskin kol mile, like Rav Akiva says, and all the paskin say like that, like the Mechaba, like it was Medayik. Eim ha'mashkin, now let's take anything from an almana. Anything. Oh, we're going to get to about. Hold on one second. Let me just first finish the Piskei Tshuva. Right, that's because it's talking about the law. It kept on the lashon of the pasuk. Chavo beg almana. But you see, when it starts off, it says ein mamashkinasa. Period. Don't say what. Ein mamashkinasa. You know, take anything. Don't take. You know, take a beged from her. He kept on the pasuk. Wait. The lashon pasuk is leisachbo beged almana, so he's chapping on choval, which is sachbo beged almana. But that's why he's only chapping on the lashon pasuk. But beitzim the isa ain mashkenas is across the board isa, and that's how we paskin. So you have a lav deraisa to contend with. Continues the Piskei Tshuva. He brings the ksam seifa now. Ain b'tshuva ksam seifa shekasev la'ashov v'zel l'shoynay v'hamabushim shel almana haskurim b'chay
sama
b'chay sama. Yeah, all right, whatever. No, it's, I think, b'chay samcha. It's supposed to be with endachav. That which you have, in ein taina, what you do, you locked it up. You didn't take it from her, you just locked up her closet, that she has the begodim in there, you locked it up. In ein taina ala mabushim atmam, if you don't have a direct taina, that you don't believe the mabushim belong to you, rak, shem chavula matvi acheres, just you want to lock up her closet, kidei to use that as leverage, like a mashkin on her, karav hadava liga beloved leisachbol. It's karav hadava to be bechalda lava leisachbol. Avagav she'efcher shelo yitzei so isam mibeis. Even though you didn't pull it out of her house, rak skurim bederech ikul. You locked it up. V'yeshladim b'zeh uladina tzarachin mikom makom lav mishnas chasidim. Chassam Sof is mesupik. It's karav. It's carved to the love of Begum. What's his problem? His problem is because you need to take it to be even alive. If you just lack, if you just lock it up, you never were my mashkin, I saw. You just put a restraining order on it, so to speak, but you never took it as a mashkin, you never took it in mice and natila, so how can you be over alive? Pash is the chay, you shouldn't be over alive. But it's still lav mishas chasidim, who it's me'in the ruach ha-toyra of leisach v'began amana, and not to do this to an amana either, and lock up on the chasim. So if the landlord wants to lock up the house and have the furniture parked in there, if she'll have a din of amana, and we'll might have a problem with that, right? So then they'll have a lav. And Rabbi Isai, if you remember last week, we said that there are three shitas here. The shach holds that the lav of the Torah almana is dafka almana, limited only on almana, nothing else. The sma says almana v'hu adin grusha lafuki besula, and the ta says everyone who's a penuya. So this story, she is a grusha, even though when she started to rent it out, she was married, but never while she was there, she turned into a grusha. She got a get, she turned into a grusha. Now that she's a grusha, so leita shach, you don't have a lav of beggar almana, beseda. But leita sma and leita taz, you have a lav deraisa of beggar almana. Because almana is lav dafka, who had in grusha, and leita taz, who had in penuya. Kosher gen grusha, who had in penuya, any penuya. So it comes out that even if you want to tell me, you don't have the lav of leisa vel basic, because the bais is no longer hers. It's yours, it belongs to the landlord. It's gewaldic. Oh, but what are you going to do with this new lav? Lisakva beged amana, and beged is lav dafka. Beged is lav dafka. And not only that, even if you're going to say, okay, I'll be frum, I won't pick it up, I won't make a maizikin, I won't do a natil, I'll just lock the door. Even that, the Chassam Sofer says, karav adava liga in this lav, lisakva beged amana lav mitzvah kasidim.
You're talking about the house? Or?
Yeah, the house, her apartment. We want to evict her, throw her out.
But if the whole house is that it's not hers, you're not taking a beggar alone.
Why isn't it hers?
The
apartment is no longer hers because I evicted her. I terminated her lease. But the nechasim inside are hers. Oh no, I want to take them. I want to take them to be able to use it as a mashkin, to be able to collect rent. So that's going to be a problem. Now you have a new laugh.
The same story?
I don't know. L'chayr not, because we saw before in the Mechab in Tzivav, I don't have it here, but Tzivav, it talks about where you locked the Rechayim and you're just not getting in, and you weren't over the lav of Rechayim. You had other problems. You were a gazlin because you prevented her from using the Rechayim.
You locked the Rechayim itself. You put a door in front of the Rechayim.
I don't know. Does it make a difference? L'chayr thing. L'chayr, you're preventing the loiver from using his assets. You're a mazik, a gazlin. You have other Shena problems, but the love of Klei Yekanevish, you're not. L'chayra pashis wadin. Maybe I'm just trying to a little bit ma'ayim on the shoya, but l'chayra, I don't know, see how exactly you could be over the love of Yitzhak Begin Amana, but lav mishis kasidim it is for sure. So l'chayra, that should be a problem.
You're changing the locks on the apartment.
Right. Right, so if you change the locks. So if you make sure that she has access to her furniture, or you tell her whenever she wants she can get her furniture, fine. But if you're doing that to be mamashkin her furniture, you want to use that as leverage on her paying rent, that's going to be a problem. That's going to have a problem of l'sakva beged amana. So if you hold like the shach, you're fine. But you hold like the taz and the sma, you have a problem. It's suffik deray. I mean, it's even though, like we said last week, mstav is more like the shach, but we said rishonim mamashma like the taz. You're being nicknamed into a suffix deraisa to do such a thing. Olait the riyaz, it's not a problem, depending on what pshat in the riyaz. If you hold like the rabbein, you hold like the reim's pshat, so you have to make sure that there's no item in the house that's mechlal d'chiv of hashav es avit. Because if there would be, then on that it was also said the love of beggar amana. So, I don't know. Furniture, I don't know. Does she need the furniture? She might need the furniture. I don't know. So you might have a problem. We'll have to go through Mitzrayim and learn how to resolve it later on. We're going to have a problem. All right. Gevaldik Gachav. Excellent. And the Kanamis. We're going to see him Yetzirim hopefully tonight, Sif Tazvav, that to do a Gviya a peroin that you'll be able to do, like we mentioned the ksois, but you can't do it by yourself, so you need a shumitz bezin, and then you'll be able to do it. That's a parsha dechav, and a chanami. All right, fine. Let's continue here. We skipped last week a Rav Mo.
That's only the last usually
he
wants to hold it, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. But if you can't do anything, if you tell him you're around, Chotch, let him get that. Chotch. All right. Let's see the Ramah. We skipped over the Ramah. The Ramah is like, in between, when it says over here in Sif Yudalid, that by Shar Chavis and Orev and Schiris and all these things, when it says over there, you don't have the love of Likonis Lebesai, Zok the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, Mikol Mokim, Le'inin Shaloi, Lamashkin Kli Eichel Nefesh, B'negeit the love of Kli Eichel Nefesh, Ein Chilik Bin Orev Leloiva. There is no Chilik between an Orev and a Loiva. Sorry? Don't think. I would have made the mistake. I would have thought that if the Mechabit says that Orev and Shach Chavis is different for the Lava Lisav El Beisai, I'm allowed to take a Mashkin. Who are then I'm allowed to take a Echol Nefesh and Klei Amona? And it's not true. This is only B'negeya Shteit Mefush. It's only B'negeya to the love of Lisav El Beisai, but to the love of Klei Echol Nefesh, I have a problem even if it's not Machmas. A halva, even if it's a zaita gechayv, and if you look in the nesivis,
so that means the skirus and all the other ones are the same thing.
Oh, one second. Yeah, we're going to get to it about yes. Look in the nesivis of cotton tezayin, the smallness in chedushim. Why? It's pachur cheshvin. The meat we know is leisavel beisai vidashin beisa shalzeh beisa shaloiva and not shal orev or beisa shaloiva and not from schiris, but b'negeh to the lav of klei echol nefesh. There doesn't say beisai. There is no meat, and the goyin says a similar thing. The goyin says kemashu mimasnisen good, and he says because the meat of beisai is also gebayt in the beginning of the pasuk kisasha berecha. Aval etzel oichon nefesh leksiv kisasha. So you don't have any of these deyukim, not sasha, not beisai, nothing. So avada the klei oichon nefesh is alav across the board. Continues the nesivis v'hu adin bechayv el klei amana. Imhinasis Orev, let's say you'll have an Amana who's an Orev, or an Amana who owes you Schiris, or an Amana who owes you from Schiris Batim, Kalim, Kofis Chanus, or the Zaikta Chachoivis. So in a Kanambi, you don't have the lava Leisavo Beisa, but you will have the lava Leisachbo Begad Amana. That lava doesn't say Beisa or Sasha, there's no Miutim over there. That lava is across the board. And it's not just in the Siv, the Gadon Siv is coming from a Tumim. Like Kedarka, because she quotes Tumims, but it's really Rishonim. The Riyaz already says in Kuntres Arayis Tezvav and Avdvada, the love of Beger Amon is across the board. And as I pass in Dar Chashuchen, in Sifchav Gimel, Davis Chesed, and in Klal Zayin Sif Beis, it's across the board. Halach Lemaisa, Rabbeisai. This Miet of Shar Chayvis is only for the love of Lisavah Beisa, but not for Klei Chonevish, not for Amon. And even though the Ramah only talks about in Chilek Ben Orev Leloiva, but avada hu adin shar chiyuvim, it's the same thing. Hu adin schiris, you're also going to have the problem. As is mavu in the bach over in sivchav hey, he even had such a gears in the Torah like that. The minchas chinuch in tafkuf pei gimel siftes says it. The abes chesed in perek zayin sif bei says it. Bekitza, this mit is only by slay sevel beisai. For the other lavim, there is a problem for all chiyuvim. So go back to our case. We had a cheshbin, if it was up in the love, been moved with the landlord, she didn't, it wasn't zakon lavim, it doesn't make it in, it wasn't zakon lavim. He owes it for schiris batim. And schiris batim, there's no love of lisavel beisa. So he could come into the house, even if you hold like the secular law that you can't evict, you have to go through the eviction process, you just can't terminate the lease, but say that it's still her house, and I won't have love of lisavel beisa, let's say if somehow we'll get out of the love of lisavel beisa because I wasn't zakon lavim, been moved. Not a problem. She's a grusha. And Amona might be lav dafka. That's it, it's over. Any chayv, it's over, any chayv. Like the ties, any woman who's single, you're not allowed to take any form of a mashkin from her, because you have a lav of lisachba, beggar amana. And beggar zavdavka, and amana zavdavka. There's a lav in the Torah. There's no way out. You can't take any mashkin from any, like the ties, from any pnuya. It's nothing to do. So we're going to come here, cheshbon before, it's all over, because those dinim of the meat that it has to be davka avo, it's only for loisav al-beis, not for other chayvis. Gavaldik azach. All right. So it's a, you think about it, it's across the board. Hakaf is chanos. They owe you, anyone, any person, any single girl who owes you money, amana, grusha, panuya, leitataz, we have a problem now. You cannot take a mashkin from her. All right. Nachazach. Sorry? So that's the smaz cheshbon. The smaz says lafuki besula shibusha savia. But the taz holds, any panuya. Any pnuya across the board, the pasuk almanas lav dafka. Any pnuya across the board, and I told you last week the rishonim mishtikam mashman like that. True, zarash was efetrumis. They say that ish azacha yeah, but isha not. Any isha, any pnuya. That's it. You're gonna have an issa to contend with. So therefore, even without the other chesed of zakh lav milvi, we have a problem. You cannot take a mashkin. All right, let's go into a zaitiga, but inyan lina baisa inyan. The Rama is talking about the lavim of Klei HaNefesh and the lavim of Beged Almana. But there are other dinim about Tava that we're learning in the Siman. There's a din of Hashavas HaOvit, there's a din of Sida, Mesajin, you have to leave over a minimal amount. But in regard to these dinim, what's the halacha if it would not be a Hava? If it's Shar type of Chavis, if it's an Arev, Schiris, Hakafis Chanos, Nezikin, Mazik, Gnev, Gzela, all these type of Shar Chavis, do you have a din of Mesajin and do you have a din of Ashavas HaAvit or not? Was that limited also to Hava? Or that's across the board for no matter what type of a chayv it is? If you look in the Torah brings down the Machlekes Rishonim. Over here, Afenot, in Tzif Chaf Hei, he brings the Rama, that the Rama says that this is a meat only for the lava Leisava Beisai, but for the lava Kleo Chonefesh, or for Shavis HaOvit, or for Mesajin, Avad that is going to be a Chiva Shavis HaOvit and Sido, whether he's an Arev, whether he's a Schiris, anything, across the board, you can have these dinim. The Torah later on in Tzif Nun brings a Bala Trumis, that the Bala Trumis says that there's no din sidur for other types of chayvis, only for hava, just like there's no din hashavis of it for other type of chayvis, only for hava. So it's mavu in the Bala Trumis, at least the Torah's Bala Trumis, that for all this meat of Lasavel Beisai is also a meat for Seder, you don't have a chiv mesajin for other type of chayvis, and for also for hashavas ovid, you will not have a chiv hashavas ovid for other type of chayvis. Grad over there, the Torah, if he brings in the Bala Chumis, he's for his life. Aval harama, that he brought before, holds that, no, it was only a meat for loisav el beisai, but for all the other dinim, avad, those dinim are even by shar chayvis. So now you have a machloikis rishainim, rama, and bala chumis, what's benegeir to hashavis ha'ovit, and mesajin by shar type of chayvis. Means if this landlord would have taken the furniture, does he have a chiv hashavis ha'ovit, does he have a chiv mesajin to leave over a certain amount for her, because it's a shar chayvis, it's only mach meskiris, if he wasn't b'zak v'nolav b'milva. Just want to bring it out a bit. The Minchas Pitim says like this, that since the Ramah Haskins, that for Benegeh to the Lav of Klei HaNefesh, there's no chilek between Arev l'Loiva, so Obezoi, who Adin, there's going to be the din of Ashavis HaAvit as well, because the meat is only a meat for the Lav of Leisav HaBeisai, but not for the Chiev of Ashavis HaAvit. Means he learned that the Machloikis Rishainim is across the board, Saifa Shavas Ovid, Saifa Sidur, and Saifa the Zaitik Alavin of Klei HaNefesh and Amonis. If you see the Ramah, Paskins like the Ramah, that for all the other Lavim, there is no meat, and who had in for Shavas Ovid, and who had in for Sidur. But Be'emis, there's no right from the Ramah, because Avada, the Valachumis is Maida, Benegeh to the Lavim. The Lavim have no meat. Avada, Benegeh to the Lavim, Klei HaNefesh and Amona, even the Valachumis is Maida that those Lavim are across the board. He was only arguing Benegeh to Sidur, because that's in the Pasha, or Benegeh to Ashavis Ovid, but he was not arguing by the Lavim. So Avada, Lekuliyama, the Lavim, Klei HaNefesh and Lavim Amona are across the board. Sai Hava, Sai all types of Chavis. That's not going to be. Nishno Dem, I'll go even weiter. And I'll bring it right, whatever, just, there's a tumim in Sivkot Yud Beit and Shoshanes Yaakov is mavu like that. That even the Bala Chumis is moida, that the Zaitik Alavim, Avada, are across the board, even if it's not Machmas Alva. But just to take it right, if you look in the Bala Chumis himself, you see the Bala Chumis never even was talking about the Chiva Shavas Ovid. He was only talking about Sidur, Mesajin. He never mentioned Hashavas Ovid. The Torah somehow brought him down, even for Hashavas Ovid. It's a $1 million kasha, how? But Lamai says, even the Balak Chumas is only talking about Tzidik. He wasn't talking about Shavuz Avi, he wasn't talking about Zayit Gazachan. And the Namuki Yosef, when the Nukes brings down these halachas, he brings the Balak Chumas, but Negeh to Sida, the Negeh to Mesadrin, by Shar Choyvis. We're not misogyn. No chiv to be misada. And then he continues, but b'neket ha-shavas ha-ovid, ha-vadi ha-chiv ha-shavas ha-ovid across the board. So you see that the Nebuchadnezzar says it's even mechalak between Seder and ha-shavas ha-ovid. Because like I said, the Baal Jumas doesn't mention ha-shavas ha-ovid. And the Ran also paskins that there's a chiv ha-shavas ha-ovid across the board for all different types of chivis. So la-halacha avada we would paskin, b'neket ha-shavas ha-ovid is a chiv across the board. Not because the Minchas Pitim Svara that somehow he saw over here, we pass like the Raman. No, because the Balachumis never spoke about a Shavuos Ovid, other than the Tuz Balachumis. And La Halacha, we have in Mukhi Yosef, a Yad Rama, a Ran, and Nishnodem, even the Tur, when he brings it to Balachumis, he argues, because he says, Avil HaRamah Kosev, as if to fear Reis, so we don't pass him like the Balachumis. And over here, he brings down the Ramah Bistam, without any Chaylik. So you have all those Rishonim. And truth be told, there's a Taz. The Taz wants to say, at the end of the Siman, there's a Taz, Ala Tur, and Sifnun over there. The Taz says that it doesn't say anywhere in the Balachumis, Ashav Azavit. So he says, must be there's a Taz Seif in the Tur. And he's Magi the Tur, and the Tur's not talking about Ashav Esavit, the Tur's talking about the Din Massage and other things he had to go. But the bottom line is, like the Taz Ago, you don't even have a Tur's Balachumis, you have nobody. So at the end of the day, a Chiv Ashav Esavit you're going to have across the board, whether it's Halva or Shar Chavis. Whether you're going to have Massage or not, that is a Makoikis Balachumis and the Yad Ramah, and that the Mechaba brings out at the end of the Sim in 2 days, both these days. And we'll have to get over there to see how we paskin. Okay, but b'negeh to chiv of hashavas of it, and kol shekein b'negeh to the love of amona, and the love of klei eicha nefesh, avada that's across the board, say hova, say all other chivim, hakavas kanos, chiris, gnev, gzela, mazik, anything. Yavad, you can have a chiv of hashavas of it, and these lavin.
This was, I was only calling the parasha of
Grad, it's not. The Pasha Hashav Zavid is not over there. Ki Laisav El Beisai is one Pasha, and the Hashav Zavid is in a different Pasha. That is two places in the Torah. Both are not there. So L'chay Hashav Zavid is also not in that Pasha. So Avad Yolav Echiv, Hashav Zavid, there's no meat.
Where's
Misadrin? Where
we learn
that's from Erchin. Of Gzer Shavuot to Erchin. Right, the Gemara learned that. But also, over there, there's no meat in the Pasha. So Avad is going to be L'chayr across the board. But that's what the Baal... That's this going to be this Machlekes. But Misajin L'maisa, there is a Machlekes. Maybe you could learn it out, because it's still what's considered Chavala. Good. But that is... By Misajin, there is a Machlekes, Yad Ramah, and Baal. That we can't get out of. That is a Machlekes. It's 2 days in the Mechaba later on. And Pasha's L'alacha, we pass in L'chumra, that you have to be Misajin for Shar Chavis. Like the Yad Ramah. Good. But certainly the Negeh Tashav is Ovid and these love, and that's across the board. Let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai, another story. Ma'isa Shai Kachai, it's interesting. This story I already saw in two different tshuvas. One tshuva I saw in the end of 1800, the tshuva Yaakov Shleima. And then I saw a very similar story, like in the tshuva, like in the Lamed. So we're going back 30, 40 years ago. And another very similar story. The story was like this. There was somebody who decided to open up a kollel, and he's going to shtitz the kollel and raise money for the kollel. Whatever it is, it's his kollel. He built a beautiful base medrash. He stocked it with svarim. He had a kollel going on for years. Basically, he ran out of money with the ability to support this kollel, and it was hard times. He wasn't easy collecting money, raising money for this kollel. And he started to go behind, fall behind on payments to the kollel. And he kept on telling him, yeah, he's going to pay them later, he's going to pay them later. Yeah, he knows he owes them money, he's going to pay them later. Bar Maimad Nafesh, he had to close the kollel. And now he owes the younger light, each younger man, he owes many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to each younger man. And that's it, there's nothing left. This gevir is no longer a gevir, he doesn't have money, there's no... So the younger light have a shayla. Chodsh, are they allowed to enter the base medrash and just empty out all the svarim? The svarim belong to him, he owes them money. They'll help themselves and just take all this farm. Tori Smashkin, they'll take all this farm. Like this, the Chotch will get something, they'll salvage something. They won't get all the money there, but Chotch something.
Mashkin,
right. But Tori Smashkin, not Tori Gvir. That was the Shaila. The Shaila, like I said, it was interesting. Similar Shaila in two different Shuvas. So you go through the Shaila, Kipshutai, you go through. what are we dealing with? He's not an almana, we don't have that problem. Svarim makleyach nefesh, we don't have that problem. The only problem we have is the lava leisava obeisai. That's the only lava we have to contend with. Well, why does he owe them the money? He owes them the money because of skoila, because he's paying them, I don't know, a form of schiris, a form of a stipend, I don't know what it is. But if it's a schiris, so it's not machmas halva, there's some type of schiris poyalim going on, so but abezai, then it won't be a problem. He's allowed, they're allowed to go in. It's not a lava leisava obeisai because it's zayit to gazakin. But the problem was, is that he told them, he made them cash. Don't worry, I'm going to pay you. I'll pay you at a later date. You know, give me another 3 months, I'll pay you. Another 4 months, I'll pay you. So he kept on being kivei as man. So if you kivei as man, that's zokven olav b'milva. He turned into alva. And once you turn into alva, then you do have the lava l'sava obeisais. And then you should have a problem.
That the leivik or whoever is the ower can do it also.
Excellent. Bingo. That's what I want to bring out. And the truth is Messiah, that who was Kaveh? Who was Kaveh this man? The Malva, the Koyling Alain never said, okay, pay me in 4 months from now. They need bread and butter today. They would never mask him. But Bar Kocha, Yay Mamin, they didn't even say, I mean, what should I do? They're no Hebrew with this guy. The guy owed them money. He didn't have it. So he said, I'll pay you next month. I'll pay you in 3 months. Okay, but say that. They never extended Zman. If he had money, they wanted today. They never extended his man parayim. So bezoi, that's not considered zokfen olav b'milva. Zokfen olav b'milva, you need the mavu to be zokfen olav b'milva. Not that the loiva unilaterally should be zokfen olav b'milva. I'm not paying you now. I'm paying you in a month from now. That's not zokfen olav b'milva. Marela the tshuva paskin. That's not zokfen olav b'milva. It blood like skiers, and they have a right to chap the sarim. That was the ma'isa shoya kachayet. Well, it brings out a chiddush. It's l'chayya pasha, but l'chayya, it's very negayah. Very often, if you're really not masking to the extended zman, that's not zokin lov v'nova. All right. Fine. Let's go weiter. Let's see another sif. Sif tezvav. Yesh mi sha'ima. She'ein shliach bezdin asa likaneis lebeisoi lemashkenoi, which is what you brought down before. That some say that the shliach bezdin is not ain shliach bezdin also konsa beis lemashkenoi elu b'mishkenoi lius betuach mimoisav. You're taking it as collateral. V'leigias mana prain is not a gias mana prain. So you just want it as leverage. You're afraid the guy might be running away, or he's mimachala nechasov. He's using up his asset. You're afraid he won't be able where to collect. So you want to take a mashken. That's when you have the issa of leisav el beisa. You know, or bechutz tamoid, because you're taking a mashken. And this ma says lavdafka, to place compassion like this ma who didn't even higiyas mana proin. But if you're not taking a bateris proin for some reason, you're not holding by proin, you're only taking bateris mashkin, that's when you have these isurim. Ava kishi higiyas mana proin ubalik bais chayvai, but you're doing a bateris gviya. You're not doing a bateris and mashkin. You want to get paid, and you're taking these assets as payment. You know that he has mataltan umavricham. He's trying to hide his assets. Shliach bezin nichnas lebeisay lemashkenay. Shliach bezin's allowed to enter his house to take a mashkin, v'yifra lezechayvay, and to pay up this guy. Why? She priyas b'chayv mitzvah. Because priyas b'chayv mitzvah umakin oisay ad sheteitzay nafshay kedei lekaimo. And it could beat the living daylights out of a guy literally in order for him to be mekayim this mitzvah. It's like every other mitzvah. Priyas b'chayv mitzvah. He has a mitzvah in yekayfen oisay and you force him to become the mitzvah. So if he doesn't want to pay, and you know that he has the ability to pay, you help yourself to the payment. The Shliach Bezin enters and does whatever he can and makes the payment. Because the issa is mashkin and not now and not parayin. The truth be told, that's the shita's Rabbeinu Tam. And there are many Rishonim who argue Rabbeinu Tam and hold that the issa is even for parayin. And the truth is, a riff has a problem with it, but what's going to be then? Then every loiva basically could just make sure that he doesn't bring any of his assets outside, and we're off limits. We can never enter his house, not us, not Bezdin, not a Shliach Bezdin. We'll never be able to get a parayin here. How you talking? And the riff, because she hit here, that if you know the guy is playing games, you know he has assets to pay, then they matted to enter the house. Alzeh, either the pasuk wasn't talking about it, or they mafkia the pasuk because the shas at tzairich, and they allowed to go in. Blitz Chiddush Balak Shumas doesn't understand how you could do such a thing and just do away with a pasuk just because you're desperate. But that's the bottom line. So the Beis Yosef sort of makes a pshara that since anyway Ben Atam holds like that, that it's mutter to make a gviya, and even the Chokim hold b'shas atzerich, you're allowed to do it. Therefore, the halach is just like that. That if you know that he has assets, you're allowed to go in. It's like sort of a pshara, but it's not mamish Rabbeinu Tam. Because Mamish Rabbeinu Tam, you don't even have to know that he has assets. Let's say, I don't know, I want to snoop, I want to check it out. I want to go in, and let's say it's Mustami doesn't have assets, but I just want to make sure, so I can help myself also to make sure. If I find an asset, then I'll chap it, but it's parayit. And the Mechabe only says, when you know that he has it, then you're allowed to enter, because he's making a tzir for Rabbeinu Tam with those other Rishonim, that Leis HaTzarech, they made a takon, I don't know, they allowed you to go in. And the tzarech is, you know that he has assets and he's playing with you. Hi. As they're playing with you, then we're going to allow.
What's the difference if you know or you don't know? The answer of going in is only if you're going to take a mashkin. He's not going in to take a mashkin.
That's if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. That's if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. But if you don't hold the Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold that the is even if you take a Bateris Parayin, and we said before in Sivav that you're not even going to the house just to check what he has, you're not even into the guy's house, but Chutz, you can't even go in. So if you hold like those Rishonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam, and the is across the board, you're not allowed to go in at all. You're never allowed to go in. But somehow, because she hit the Kadesh Lotinu Delis Bifnei Lovin, Bifnei Malvin, that they'll never be able to lend, never be able to borrow, because I can't risk this, I'll lend the money, the guy will make sure he keeps his assets in his house, I'll never get anywhere with this guy. So therefore, they're allowed to go in if you know for sure the guy is playing with you.
Do you know or not?
Because that's when they made the takana. They made a takana. Right. So those Rishonim, oh, that they made a takana, made this takana, or there was a shasa tzarech, they were mattered when you know the guy's playing with you. When you know the guy really has and he's playing with you, then they allowed you to do it. So Rabbeinu Tam alone, Lavdavki, he would paskin like, but a tzir, Rabbeinu Tam, with this, that he was comfortable to paskin. So if you know the guy has, or you choishish that the guy has, bezin, that is someone objective, is choishish the guy has, then there's no problem of going inside and making a gviya. That, as I said, the mechaba. Okay. Why? Shapriyas b'alchoyv mitzvah, umakin esay achatetzi nafsha. Where's this mitzvah? What is this mitzvah? So look in the Piskei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalit. I'm b'seifa ara derabanan shekasev lefi divrei arash b'tshuva shevi marna b'seisef amisha nishba sholay limka mishalay lefraya. And he has a shiloh over there, whether the shvu is chal, it's a shvu levato mitzvah, shvu lekayim mitzvah. Nir dahav the sriyah ledu mitzvah deraisa v'lechala le shvua. It has to be a mitzvah deraisa, because if it be only mitzvah derabanan, then there's no problem of a shvu being chal on it. Elamai must be it's a mitzvah deraisa. V'chein kosev ha-mabit, ha-pi ma-shikosev rashi b'perek ha-kosev. How do we know priest b'alchoyv mitzvah? We heard it 1,000 times. Where is the makar priest b'alchoyv mitzvah? Zak rashi denafkolon midichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, hein tzed. You gave your word. You're saying you're paying up tomorrow. You're paying up in 30 days. You got to keep your word. Priest b'chav mitzvah. You better pay up in 30 days. Whatever you promise, you got to pay up. That is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah de'oraisa. Now, it's a shaila amongst the achronim if it's deraisa. Maybe it's only an asmachta. But many achronim, the cheshit, Aaron, it's many achronim hold that it's a mitzvah de'oraisa.
Something that's clear is everything else then.
We're going to get to about. Hold on. Now let's skip a couple of lines. At the end, the last line, Zakta Piskei Tshuva, Vamabit Shom, Hevi B'Shema Rashbats, Denofik Mikra, a different pasuk. The Vish Hashata Noishabai, right? The Vish, he's going to bring out the Kalim Bachutz. Why is he bringing it out for? Because Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah. He has to rechem with the Malva. He has to pay him up. It's Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah. V'chenkos of Ramban, B'Shili Basra, and many Rishonim Goldwek, the Ramban, that the Makar to Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah is not from Hein Shokot Tzedek. Maybe that's Tak only Nasmakta, but from a different mitzvah in the Torah of you're going to bring out the kelim and you're going to satisfy the malva. So that's your makar to priest b'chav mitzvah. So now we have two different makaris. Either it's hein shalchot tzedek or ish hashat anoishabai. Sorry? That's Lechaira by Mashkin, right. Lechaira, but we learn that over there also Parayim, because I'm not sure we learn that over there, that Baal Choyv is only given me Beinanis, or me Ziboris, not me Idias. How do you know? Because the Ishasha Tano Yishaboy. And who do you think, what do you think the Loiv is going to give them over? Whatever the Loiv wants to give them over. That's the cheapest Kalim, the Shvachest Kalim. That's what he's going to give them over. So you see over there is Lichtin, the Mashkin is also Parayim, Lechaira. That's what you have to say. Okay, fine. But you have two different Makaris. Either Makaira is Hein Tzadek, or the Makaira is Isha Shahat HaNoi Shabai. There's a Chuvis Radvaz, that the Radvaz has a third Makar. The Radvaz in Chele Gimel Tov Reish Yud, the Radvaz holds that the Makar is none other than Veishavis Agzela. The Parish of Veishavis Agzela in the Pasuk talks about Hashavis, you have a Pekodin by you, an Ava by you, and all these, an Aveda by you, and then with one blanket Mitzvah, Ve'eshev is Agzeli, he said it's going on Kala Parsha, Hava, Aveda, Pikodin. Okay? And then he says, what in Kol Choyiv is Nichlal, is learned there from Ve'eshev is Agzeli. Ve'eshev is one all encompassing mitzvah. You have a Choyiv to somebody, you better make sure to satisfy that Choyiv. A mitzvah derives of Ve'eshev is Agzeli, goes on everything. So the Chuvah is Rav Paulim, and Chelek Dalad, I believe some Zayin or Ches, and I remember, Shpaz from this Radvaz, that you see a priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah is all encompassing and it's lav dafka limited to halva. You owe rent, you owe employee, schiris payalim, whatever it is, you have a mitzvah deraisa, priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah. On that is also priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah. Same veishav is akzela. Veishav akzela covers everything. As is Dr. Rav Paulim, halacha lamaisa. We, if you recall, at the beginning of the simmer, we had a problem with this Rav Paulim. We had a diik in the machabo. A cheshbon in the machaba that the din of priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah is only limited to halva and not to other chiyuvim. What's the svara? The svara is because you learn to go one by time. You learn like the Ramban that it's al tzisha shata noisha boy. The pasuk is only talking about noisha halva. In fact, we see that that pasuk we're talking about the itzav leisav al beisai and you have to stand b'chutz was only by halva, not by other chayvis. So too, b'negeh to what we're learning out from the exact same pasuk that you see from there in priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah. So it's only that, just that Baal Choyiv. If it's a Baal Choyiv, then you have a priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah. If it's not a Baal Choyiv, you don't have a mitzvah. We quoted then there's a chayvitz shiurim. We had, I believe, also Rav Perlow on the Rezag. Also made such a chedron like the Ramban that should come out that it's only limited to Milva and not by Shar Chayvis. Like Rashi, Hin said, the Klachari, also it's like that. Because like Rashi, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is because you gave your word, you're going to pay. So if you gave your word, you're going to pay in 30 days, you have a mitzvah to pay in 30 days. You gave the word to pay in 60 days, you have a mitzvah to pay in 60 days. Whatever you made up, that's what you... But if it would be Schiris Poilim, where you never made up when you're going to pay, then you're not going to have the mitzvah. Bishul is Schiris Poilim, if you made up when you're going to pay, then I can hear, like Rashi, yes, you'll have the same Hin Tzedek. If I told you I'm going to pay you Monday, yeah, then you'll have the Hin Tzedek pay. But if I just hire you, and I owe you money, and I didn't tell you when I'm going to pay, as long as I'm still going to pay you eventually, sometime. I wasn't over my hinzedek. I'm asking to pay you sometime, eventually.
Stam
milver
is like 30 days.
Stam milver is 30 days, but by skiris poyim we don't have that concept. Stam skiris poyim 30 days, but skiris is right away. You got biyam mitit skari, right? So right, but that's min stam. But let's say, for example, let's say you don't have biyam mitit skari. There are certain miyutim, a shliya good. There are some miyutim. That's it. Then you don't have to pay that day. There's no stam when you pay. You just pay. You got to pay. When? You pay. I'm not going to be... We discussed then, you only overlay sigzel if you're kaifa that you'll never pay. Then we could talk about kaifa bibikodin type as far as baltashoik type as far as oishik. But if you're masking to pay, eventually, you're not going to have this mitzvah of priest Baal Choyiv mitzvah.
But his word, Rashi Sheet is Hain.
So I'm still holding by my word. I'm going to pay you. Tomorrow. Sometime.
So when does it turn into a Xela?
If I refuse to pay you, but if I'm holding still by paying you, I just didn't tell you when, so I might have Lech Vishoy, Venisa de Rabbonin, not to dray you a cup. I can't. So, Gazan. And the Kami could say the same thing, but he was already stole, so he really over the love, and he has a mitzvah Vejav and Xela, so they got to give it back. Here, Pasha's Vejav Xela is not by other Chivim other than Xela. It's a big Chiddush what the Ravaz is saying, and not only that, Like Kama Rishainim, even by Gneva, there's no mitzvah of Eishavis Akzela. And the only reason why Gneva is no Malkus is because it's a lava nitikla tashlumim, not because it's a lava nitikla say. So, how the Radva just like, woo, right over the top, every Choyv has Eishavis Akzela. It's a mamish gavaldika koyak. Sorry? Koydim Zman, no, there won't be a mitzvah. Koydim Zman, how can it be a mitzvah? Koydim Zman. Not only that, I'll take it further. When it's a Gia Zman Peroyin, so late Rashi, because I promised I'm going to pay, later Ramban, you have to say, Vishash Atanoisha tells you, well, because it's a Gia Zman Peroyin, then you have to give the Malva the Mashkin right now. So then you see, once a Gia Zman, you have the mitzvah. The Kasa Kodrim hold that you could be Koyfin Oisai. To pay bezmanai, not just to pay stam. If the guy refuses to ever pay, so vadi koyfenai say priest bachai mitzah. But even if he says I'm willing to pay you, but a week after the zman is due, he blew his mitzah. So you also koyfenai say achetetzei nafshei to pay on time, because that's also part of his mitzah. His mitzah is to pay on time, like Rashi for sure, and like the Ramban Pasha. That's also like that. That's what the pasuk talking about. So you have a mitzah to pay on time. That's priest bachai mitzah. I'm just telling you that the Nafkamina Pashtas is, we don't go like the Radvaz. In fact, the Pitzkatru doesn't even quote the Radvaz. And Pashtas, we go like the other Rishayim. So there's limited Pashtas to Halva, or maybe like Rashi, if you promise to pay on time or a certain time, other Chiyuvim, then you'll have the Priest Bachayv Mitzah there too. Otherwise, you won't have Priest Bachayv Mitzah. But Dashtate, Priest Bachayv Mitzah, the Kaifanai Seacha Tetzin Nashe. Continues the Mechaba. Let's just see a little bit more. Aval. Ain koyfen oisay lahasker atzmai, but you can't force him to work. Guy says, I don't have money. Yitaka doesn't have any money. Oh, but you're an able-bodied. Get up, do something, work. I'll give you a job. I'll get you a job. You know how many times I had this in the dentaria? I'll get you a job. Get off. I'll get you a job, and you'll get payment, and it'll be like this. You're able to pay me. No, ain't koyfen oisay lahasker atzmai. You can't force him to work. V'loilase shum malach, and you can't force him to do any malach g'day lefraya to pay. V'avilu hisna al atzmai. Even if he made a tnai with you lechatchila when he took the alva, she yitvois hamalva es gufoi. That if he defaults on the payment, the malva could seize him, capture him, could take him as a prisoner, so to speak. Because of loizeh b'shtar einoy moyel, it does not help. V'eino yachol loy laosra, you can't lock him up. That is prison. You can't do that. V'loy lehishtabed boy, and you cannot be mishabed him to do any melacha for you. I said, why not? Okay, so let's see the sma. Look at the sma.
The Torah permits
it. Let's see the sma. By ben evit. Very good. So let's see by the sma. Zok the sma. Sivkon chavtes. Nira duhumi tam deksiv ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim shtar da Hashem Yisbaruch Hu koydim. He can only be an evit to me. V'dafka beganev mishal chaveru k'siv. There's a pasuk v'nimka beganev v'asai. But v'loi b'hal v'asai shalai tzanitna. This is really Rishonim. The Rishonim say the reason why you can't force a guy to work is because we find a drasha v'nimka beganev v'asai v'loi b'zamamai huadim v'dashin v'loi b'hal v'asai. If he owes you money, you can't sell him. And if you can't sell him, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, Chuvis HaRosh, Nain Ches Simen Beis, Hu Adin, you cannot sell him, so to speak, for Schiris, you can't sell him, which Schiris is like a Mechira, to make sure you get payment. You can't do that, you can't be Meshabit him. The other Chuvis HaRosh, God says it's from the Svara of Kli, well, it's Al Tzar, but the Chuvis Rivosh, that is, says it's Al Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, which we learn out from that Pasuk, that he has to be able to be Chayze B'chatzayim, he has to have the ability to do Gerayin Kasef, he has to have the ability to get out of his deal whenever he wants, to force a poel to work, and not let him back out, that's like Avdus, and you're not allowed to do that. Memela Zok to Rishenim, the Chuvis HaRosh, and the Chuvis Rivosh, what you're doing is being Masna Masha Kosev Batayra. So Bishloim, if it's Dovashe B'momen, Masna Masha Kosev Batayra, but Dovashe B'momen, tonight Kayim. But this Tsar HaGuf, you can't force him to work for you, even if he was Masna, because that's Masna Amasha Kosev Batayra, and for Tsar HaGuf, it doesn't help to be Masna Masha Kosev Batayra. Memela, you could force him, you can't force him to work, even if he made this tonight. Isaiah Zok, the Rosh, the Rivosh, Chuvis Rashba, a lot of. Grada Agav, I want to tell you that there is a Chuvis Ridva who holds that if a poel, if you hire a poel and you make up with the poel, I'm fed up that the poel always backs out. These teachers, every time I hire a teacher, she gets married in the middle, or she gets pregnant, she has a baby, she backs out in the middle, that, yeah, I'm fed up with this, I'm being masna with her, that she cannot back out. Period. That's it. I'm being masna much because of the Torah. Zokter etva, you're allowed to do it, because masna masna because of the Torah, t'nai kayim. How do I know? Zokter etva, because you see by the Gemara, shekhsus v'oina, that you're allowed to be masna much because of the Torah. And the etva, just an aside, holds that that means you're allowed to be masna even for oina, even for mili agov, that's also part of masna much because of the Torah. So too over here, you're allowed to be masna much because of the Torah with a poil that is now allowed to back out. However, l'didan, we paskin in Evan Ezen, not like the Ritva, we paskin like Rav Rishonim, that you cannot be masna much because of the Torah for oina, only for shekhsos, davar shebamama tanai kaim. Oina is not considered davar shebamama, that's saragov. So too, we paskin over here, that you cannot be masna with a poil that he has no right to back out. You could try, but it's masna much because of the Torah. It doesn't work. So too here. If the guy wanted to be masna with the poil, he can't. You got to work. You got to work for me. I want to be able to lock you up in jail. That's Sarah Goof. Doesn't work. You're being masna much because of the Torah. And
I don't understand. Right before this, it says that you can give him markers of agitating us until you can kill him.
Bezdin could kill him to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa prius koyif. That means, let me explain it. If he has money and he refused to fork over the money, I'll beat the living daylights out of the guy. That is the avada that's it. But if he doesn't have money, that's it. You can't be koyif and noisalas katzul because he doesn't have the wherewithal. I'll make him have the wherewithal. Go get up and work. It's not mechuyif to work.
Okay, so why is that more the makas nafsha? Making guy work.
Makanas nafsha is not his din. Makanas nafsha is a kfi of him to be mekayim a mitzvah that's mutal olav. What's mutal olav is what? To pay. If he has money to pay, you better pay. You refuse to pay, we'll beat the living daylights till you pay, because you have a chiv to pay. But here the whole bata, you say bata labinin, you don't have a chiv to hire yourself out to make money to pay. You never had the chiv in the first place, because only if you steal do you have a chiv to be sold as an eved, but not if you owe money. So I never have a chiv in the first place, so you can't beat me up. Beat me up to be mekayim what I have minadin, what I'm mechuyev to do minadin, then you could beat me up to keep my din. But I'm not mechuyev to do this, so you can't beat me up.
You're mechuyev to pay?
Avadu.
A person says, I have no money.
No, chulila. Chulila.
He
has, and he refuses to do it, but if he doesn't have, you can't beat him up. What's time to beat him up? He's not like chayv malchus. He's not chayv malchus. He has to pay if he refuses to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. We beat him up. But otherwise, we can't beat him up. You can't force him to work, and you can't put him into prison.
I think if a person owes somebody money, he's mechuyev al pidin to go to work to pay the guy back.
That's what you think, and the Torah thinks otherwise. The Torah says that only the guy, I should say at least what it seems, the Torah thinks otherwise. You showing him say that the Torah says only for gnev you mechuyev to be sold. Not
I didn't say sold. I said a person who owes money to somebody is mechuyev to go out, just like he has to go out to work to mafarnes his own children, right?
I hold he's not mechuyev to go out to mafarnes his own. Who said he's mechuyev to mafarnes his own children?
What?
Who says mechuyev to work to mafarnes his own children?
It says in Mishnah Berurah. It's a mitzvah to mafarnes.
One second. Now you just said it's a nice thing. It's a mitzvah. It's very nice. But you want to say, do you have a chiv to go? If the guy does, no, he doesn't have a chiv even to mafarnes his wife. It's makhlek zushin rabbein atam and rabbein eliyahu and ksubis. A person's mechiv even to feed his wife if he doesn't have money. If he has money, avadi has to be mefarnes. Isn't verfarnes. But if he doesn't have money,
on
the eflak. And if he doesn't have money, does he have to go out to work? So all the bale, you know, shalom bayis on the eflak. But vazak rabbein adam on eflak means that you're going to do gardening in the house. Some rishonim hold that she's sick. But otherwise, you don't have a chiv to work. If you have money, you have to be mefarnes. If you don't have money, you don't have to work. Rabbein Eliyahu holds not like that.
To go out to work.
I've had if you do it, but you don't, this din, to force a guy to do it, he has no din kfir. Okay, so Rabbi, we're running out of time. Yeah, I'm going to just cap on. Let me talk about, there's a Erech Lechem over here. The Erech Lechem says, we'll believe that the next week we'll go more whether you have a personal chiv to do it. There's a lot of raid here, and what darg is. We don't have the time. I just want to give like short halachas. There's an Erech Lechem which quotes a Chubis Radvaz. You can look up Chubis Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simin Samach. He says that if a person normally has a job, normally works, either he's a cobbler, he does carpentry, whatever it is, he's a dentist, or he works per hour, He normally works. But now that he knows that whatever he's going to make, he's going to go straight to the Lachoiv. For this, I should work for Uncle Sam. Are you crazy? I better go on a Bamiki. I won't work. Finished. I don't have to work. Could you force him to work? Zokter Advaz, yes, you force him to work. Because that which it says over here, you're not koifin say liskar, is only to do a work that he's not familiar doing, that he doesn't regularly do. But if he regularly works, and he just doesn't want to, because he doesn't want to pay his baal choyf, you force him to work to pay his baal choyf. The Aruch HaShulchan, Pashas over here, says it by himself, nearly, in bracket, doesn't quote anyone, says the same thing. It says, over here, it's only talking about, and koifin oisai, im ein hu baal malacha ad ata. Vaisayis, if he is a baal malacha ad ata, we are koifin oisai to do malacha. That's Aruch HaShulchan.
How do you force him to work?
With a whip. If that doesn't work, we'll take a gun, whatever, you force him to work. The clay at the yon, whatever it takes, you force him to work.
If the Svar is out, she would have good, it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, very good. A minute. The Imre Bina in Gevias Choyv, the end of Simin Beis, he brings down this Radvaz, and he says, Ladina Terchin, ki miloshin ha-shulchan aruch mashma, the b'chol ampi ein koifin ois alas ga'atzmai. The Mechabi says, ein koifin ois alas ga'atzmai. It doesn't differentiate a new type of a work, a fremde type of a work, something that we're talking about a leidik who never works, and I want to all of a sudden get you off unemployment? No, we're not. Pasha's talking about all type of people. And ain koifin oisai laskas, it's across the board. So he said, Sarachin on his din. And truth be told, Rabbi said, there's a Chuvis Harash. You can look it up in Simon Ein Ches Siv Beis, which God talks about this in Ambelina. Next week we'll go more into the Chuvis Harash. But over there, the Shoyl had such a story that the guy refused to work, and he says, why? Because I know that whatever I'm going to make is going to go to the Baal Koif, and therefore, and the whole Shoyl goes back and forth with Svaris Mikan Makan, and the Rosh at the end, when he gives a Chuvah, he says, you can't force a guy to work. He brings him a Ben Adam. You can't force him to work, because you can't force him to be sold as an Evans. You can't force him to hire himself out either. So you see from the Rosh, not like the Radvaz. And you're right, the Svaris, I don't understand where. Maybe he has a takana. Because if you go bus, it's ilbas a swara. It's nimka b'gnei vasai, v'lei ba'al vasai. And nimka includes chiris. That doesn't say over there, oh, something that you normally do, something that you don't normally do, doesn't differentiate. That's the Makar Adin. Or because Kali B'nai Yisrael Avadim, V'lei Avadim L'Avadim, you have to have the right to back out at any time. And if you're going to force them to work, which means that he doesn't have the right to back out, you can't do that. So Matzah Mashukas Batayra, doesn't make a difference what type of work. The no chilik, that svar applies. You have IT being Matzah Mashukas Batayra. So Bezoi, Lechay, it should be. You couldn't, it's not like the Vaz, and not like the Aruch HaShulchan. You don't force him to work, even something that he normally does. We ran out of time. What? Sorry?
Somebody just has a little bit of money left, but he could go work and make more money.
Right.
Right to be misogynistic. Like I would tell him, I'll take everything away. If you want more than food, go work.
Yeah, but no, but you have to leave him over, ksus for lama joy, whatever it is, mazin, whatever. No. You have to leave him over for misogyn, and once you leave him for misogyn, that's it. And if he decides he's happy to live off that and not go work, he's not mechuyif to go work. All right, Rabbi said, there's a lot more here, there's a lot of rate. Is he mechuyif to go collect tzedakah? Is he mechuyif to collect chayvus from other people? Is he mechuyif to be tevei ribit? There's a lot of rate here. Is he mechuyif to work for somebody else? It might be a whole shaliyah too. Okay, believe that, and the next week we'll go more into it. All right. Good to talk.